Country Bob FM.
Today's Bob Almanac. We've talked about it a lot here already.
All I never knew.
To do an official almanac salute, though. It'd be rude if we didn't, because then it goes into the permanent record.
It
goes into the archive of almanac.
Oh, yeah. This is for sure.
So, Mickey Gilley, as we already mentioned here, passing away at the age of 86, now gone, but not forgotten. I've not seen a cause of death if he just got ill and didn't recover.
Yeah, I don't know, you know. It was just his time, evidently, right?
Remember, all almanacs are archived. You can listen to a past I don't know how far back they go. They go a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If you miss one, you can find them at mybobcountry.com.
Nice.
Today is Monday, May 9th, 129th day of the year, 236 left to go. The patent of the day today, T99, pretty good patent. Might have to use it. In fact, I used it a little bit this weekend already, cleaning up some leaves and talking about the lawnmower.
Right.
Patented on this date, the lawnmower.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Lawn mowing is cool, Neil. It really is.
It's
necessary, unless you've got a herd of goats or something.
You've gone with the mowed and
dethatched.
I dethatched, mowed, and vacuumed my yard on Saturday. I can't tell you how good it already looks.
How did you vacuum?
Well, you know, you sucked up everything with the big... My buddy borrowed his tractor.
Oh, yeah.
Lawn tractor, and they have the big vacuum on it, so everything, it looks great. I'm very impressed with where my yard is at for early May and the weather we've had.
And we are excited for you.
You should be.
As well, because I know one of the things that you've been down many, many years is your lawn.
Right.
It was dragging you down.
We got the right formula.
Your heart around, as Tom Petty would say. My lawn's dragging my heart down. 62 this date, a laser beam successfully bounced off the moon for the first time. Now I use a laser beam to find out if I need a 5-iron or a 6-iron. Basically the same concept.
Sure.
Same concept. Shooting a beam off of the number 3 flag or shooting a beam off the moon.
Sure.
Happened on this date in 62. Same day.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Marilyn Monroe.
Iconic.
Singing. Yeah, you're right. Singing to the one and only JFK on his, what I think was his 42nd birthday, or 45th. How old was he when he died? 47? 46?
Yeah, 46.
Oh, severe thunderstorm warning. Western Wright County, Central Stearns. Radar indicating hail and strong wind gusts. And this severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until...
I just got it,
I can't see it... I don't know where it says where. Yeah. Until 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Which.
Mine says 9:30.
Well, that's probably an updated one then. Maybe
you
got a new one.
This is for Sherburne, Wright. For Sherburne and Wright County until 9:30. Severe thunderstorm warning. Sherburne and Wright.
Be ready. Now the almanac continues. Mm-hmm. 1980.
Friday, the 13th. You may only see it once, but that will be enough.
Friday the 13th, first time in theaters, this date 1980. Jason Voorhees, the meat cleaver.
Yeah.
The mask. You like to use the word iconic. I would say that stuff is iconic when it comes to horror slasher movies. It really brought to the forefront slasher movies.
It did.
Because there have been a few of them, you know, Halloween, some of them in the 1970s. But once Friday the 13th hit, it was game on. Everybody wanted to make some slasher movies.
And they made them. How many Friday the 13ths have there been?
A bunch. You'd have to look it up.
10, 12, or more. Probably more than 10.
Well, remember, Freddy faced Jason
that
one
time. Oh, that's right. That's right. They battled it out.
And didn't Jason also meet Barney the dinosaur? Didn't they have that one too? That one ever make it to the big screen?
I hope not.
In the news in 89.
34-year-old Whitley was found dead in his Goodlettsville home just after noon today, found by his brother-in-law.
He just stopped by to see him.
He found him.
And he found him in the bedroom.
Bell says Whitley had been dead only about an hour when his body was discovered fully clothed, lying in his bed. He had spoken to his mother by phone only a few hours earlier and indicated there was nothing wrong.
Keith Whitley died this date, 1989.
He was getting ready to go play golf.
Right. And but he had a lot of drink, a lot to drink.
The demons got him.
And he was 33, and that was it.
Married to Lori Morgan at the time, and...
Left us a lot of good music.
At the height of his career, yeah, it was just really a head-scratcher.
Is he somebody who couldn't handle the fame, Neil?
A little bit, yeah. Absolutely, but he couldn't handle the booze. It just grabbed him.
1991 on The Tonight Show.
One thing I want to clear up right away, though, was the 10th child business.
I missed that.
Well, there's a big headline in one of these... incredible magazines about the fact that I want to have a 10th child so my wife will have something to remember me by. I mean, I got 9 kids, 9 dogs, 3 grandkids, 1 in the oven, 3 parrots, and my wife, Cindy, needs something to remember me by.
That was quite an appearance by Michael Landon. Of course, he announced that he had terminal cancer. One of the highest rated episodes of The Tonight Show, and tackled it with humor.
Mm-hmm. And you've mentioned this too. Him and Carson were very good friends.
Yes. Yep. And
that was an emotional, special night.
Just think about Michael Landon. Everybody was pulling at him, wanting to get the exclusive.
Sure.
He had done a news conference where he announced that he had this terminal cancer and that he wouldn't be around for very much longer. And when it came to doing a show, the one show that he wanted to do, at least the first one, and it being his last one, The Tonight Show. But Johnny Carson, this day in 91. How about 96?
Introducing the burger with the grown-up taste, McDonald's Arch Deluxe.
Do you remember the Arch Deluxe?
Yeah.
I had it a couple of times. I remember being underwhelmed.
I don't think I ever had one.
Did you like the Arch Deluxe or the McDLT with the, kept the cold side cold and the hot side hot?
No.
That was too gimmicky for me.
No good there either.
No. At least they tried. I mean, they're trying.
Right.
You know, saying, you know, we got a quarter pounder. We got a Big Mac. We might need a little something more.
I had an Egg McMuffin over the weekend.
Well, that's good for you.
I hadn't been to McDonald's in a long time.
Egg McMuffin might be the perfect breakfast.
It's pretty good. It
meal
was still
item.
Good. I would tell you that.
1996, and then 2011.
Late last night, Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger put out a statement saying they are separating after 25 years of marriage. Shriver, in fact, has already moved out of their Brentwood home. David Wright's been tracking this from Los Angeles, and he joins us now.
He's been tracking it. It's kind of like a storm, and we're tracking the storm here. It's pretty dark outside the Bob Studios, from what you told me.
It is very.
But Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver announced they were separating. Didn't Arnold have relations with his housekeeper? Or something? And didn't she end up having his child?
I don't
want to start rumors. I'm just going with what I heard. I probably shouldn't say, you know, I thought there was something like that. And then 2016.
President Obama has signed some new legislation designating the bison as the country's first national mammal. The idea is to prevent the nearly 500,000 North American bison from going extinct.
Well, okay, so that
one of the biggest accomplishments during the Obama administration was the bison being named the national mammal
of
the United States, barely beating out. And I thought that maybe even the three-toed sloth should have received more consideration.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that was down the list a ways.
So, way to go, bison! 2016 birthdays.
I want you to tell me why you walk.
Wait a minute. These aren't the Everly Brothers. This isn't Ann Murray.
No.
It's Sonny Curtis, the man who wrote the song, Walk
Nice.
Right Back. And he was one of the Crickets.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know Paul Anka was supposed to be on that plane?
He was too, huh?
Yes. I heard that on a replay of a Casey Kasem, and Paul Anka was supposed to be on that plane. He was part of the Winter Caravan Tour, the thing that they were doing.
Right. He was a young superstar, very budding young, star.
And he had somebody with him. I don't know if it was his manager or something. His manager said, you know what? Your mom made me say and I committed to take care of you, and I promised her I'd take care of you. You're not getting on that plane. So Paul Anka didn't get on that plane.
That was a good move.
That was. So Sonny Curtis, who also wrote the theme to the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Love Is All Around, No Need to Date It, You're Gonna Make It After All. You know what that is.
Oh, sure.
He wrote that. He wrote I Fought the Law.
Nice.
And then a little Leo Sayer song called Oh, 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 Yehi, Yehi.
Oh.
I Love You More Than I Can Say.
Yes.
So Sonny Curtis... I think Jerry Allison is still alive, too, one of the other crickets.
Is he a member of the Songwriting Hall of Fame? He should be.
He should be. Sonny Curtis is 85.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail. Cheeks are rosy, she looks a little nosy. Man, this little girl is fine.
Nice.
Tommy Rowe, 80 today.
Mm-hmm.
More pop music on today's Almanac. Let's go with...
I close my eyes and soon I find I'm in a playground in my mind where the children.
This is Clint Holmes, his one hit wonder.
I remember this.
Children play and receive
76 today.
I haven't heard that for a many moons.
All kinds of candy, that's what I'm gonna do.
Sorry to have to sing along with that, but I just had to.
That's okay.
I was captured by the moment, and it drew me in, Neil, because that's such a catchy song. You know, Holmes was also the announcer, kind of the Ed McMahon for Joan Rivers when she had her show on Fox for those 2 or 3 years. So that was a Clint Holmes. That's a Clint Holmes trivia little tidbit there for you. Candace Bergen, 76.
Hi, I'm Murphy Brown. You must be my new secretary.
Oh, good morning, Miss Brown.
And who are?
I'm Stephen Snell.
Snell. Well, hello, Mr. Snell.
Steve.
Looks like Kramer to me.
Are you familiar with this computer system?
Oh, I'm familiar, yes.
Oh, I'm familiar. So Murphy Brown is on our list here today.
Candace
Bergen.
Right.
Candace Bergen is 76. Billy Joel.
But I'm ashamed when it comes to loving you.
He wrote this song.
Yeah, Garth made it a pretty good hit.
This song was inspired. Billy Joel wanted to write a song like Jimi Hendrix would have written. One of his idols. And of course, Billy Joel was one of Garth Brooks' idols.
Yes.
Growing up in the 70s. So it had to be great for Garth Brooks to do a Billy Joel song.
And it worked out financially for both of them.
Yeah, that was off the Stormfront album.
Sure.
Which also included, you may be familiar with, a little song called We Didn't Start the Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, world history since about World War II, I think it was. Right up until the Pepsi Coca-Cola Wars.
Yep.
I Can't Take It Anymore. Hypodermics on the Shore. You know that whole thing.
I do.
I think so. 73 for Billy Joel.
Did you get the Pepsi?
Oh, I forgot.
Great.
Well, I'm sorry. I just forgot.
I know.
I'm sorry. Don't get upset. I'll just go get it now.
Whatever you do, don't forget Jack Arnold's Pepsi. He was much more, and don't even try to supplant it with Shasta Cola.
No.
Allie Mills, who was the mom on Wonder Years,
mm-hmm.
72. She was Fred Savage's mother.
Okay.
Kevin Arnold.
Yeah.
I've got a mental block on that Kevin Arnold thing. That's the second time maybe in a month that I had trouble thinking of Kevin Arnold from Wonder Years, even though I've seen every episode, Neil. Do you have any kind of a... Should I go to Med Studio?
Well, you could use some help.
Yeah.
You
know.
People, so why should it be?
What do you think of this hit from Depeche Mode?
People, so why should it be?
It's all right.
You and I should get
it's a peppy 1980s song, I'll tell you that.
Yep. It's 80s.
Depeche Mode lead singer David Gahan is 60, and our rapper of the day is Ghostface Killa.
Oh, my.
From the group that you, didn't you hang with them once when they were in town? Maybe you got in a limo with them, the Wu-Tang Clan?
I was part of the clan.
You are?
The Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, but then didn't you prefer Insane Clown Posse over the Wu-Tang Clan?
I get them both.
You were torn there for a while. Yeah. Weren't you torn? I mean, you didn't come to work for several days. Because you couldn't pick between the Wu-Tang Clan or the Insane Clown Posse.
Right.
You were a mess. I remember it well. Yeah. Ghostface Killa is 52, our rapper of the day.
Sure. All right, let's get in now and move on, shall we, to the gone but not forgotten. He led the attack on Harper's Ferry.
You almost said Harper Valley PTA.
No.
we're gonna get Barbara Eden. We're taking him down. We're going to Harper Valley, and that PTA's going down. They're not going to be able to handle it.
Civil rights leader and abolitionist John Brown. It didn't work out that well. It didn't work out as well as he would have hoped. He was born on this day, 1800. Harry Vardon, one of the golfing greats. He was in the greatest game ever played, right? Lost to the caddy, Francis Ouimet. Harry Vardon.
I thought that was the Colts Giants at Yankee Stadium.
Well, there are.
NFL Championship, greatest game ever played.
There are multiple. Well, that was the movie. Wasn't it called The Greatest Game
Ever
Played?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Harry Vardon, and then the scoring trophy for every year, the leader on the PGA Tour wins the Vardon Trophy.
Didn't he have a ball? Didn't he have the Vardon Flyer? Wasn't there a ball, or am I thinking of somebody else that had a ball named after him?
He might have in the early going.
I'm going to look that up.
Elsewhere in the Gone But Not Forgotten, we have Harry Simeon.
Simeon. He Frenched it up there. Very nice.
Simeon.
Yeah, he had the Vardon Flyer.
Yep.
It was the equivalent of the Pro V1 of its day.
Sure.
Not the Top Flight XL.
No. They made this iconic, really. This is what Harry knew what he was doing.
Every time you say the word iconic, I think we're going to bell. Do a bell.
Harry Simeon, born on this day, 1911. The great Country Music Hall of Famer.
That big eight-wheeler Hank Snow. Down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, because I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on.
He's the singing ranger, Hank Snow, 1914. He was on 60 Minutes for a very long time, Mike Wallace.
There's been so much talk in recent years of style and of charisma. No one suggests that either you or your opponent, Hubert Humphrey, have a good deal of it. Have you given no thought to this aspect of campaigning and of leading?
Did Mike Wallace just accuse Richard Nixon of not having style or charisma?
It sure sounded like it.
That's going way out on a limb.
Yeah.
I mean, he was on Laughing, for crying out loud.
Right.
He said, sock it to me. I mean, he did that. That's charismatic.
Yeah. He took a lot of coaching.
China, went to China.
Right.
You don't go to China without charisma.
Mike Wallace there. He asked the tough questions and wasn't afraid to. 1918. Another former CBS News reporter. Remember Terry Drinkwater? He was born on this day, 1936. Emmy Award-winning actor. I loved him as Scrooge, but he was in a lot of movies and shows. Albert Finney.
You cannot run what you did, Jason. You made yourself into who you are. Eventually, you're going to have to face the fact you chose right here to become Jason Bourne.
He's the man who made Jason Bourne, Neil.
Oh, that is good.
He was from Treadstone.
He was good.
Look out.
Tremendous actor, Albert Finney, 1936. He was one half of Sam and Dave, Dave Prater.
Oh, we got an update here, too. Our friend the Blue Hornet says, Wikipedia says there are 12 Friday the 13th movie so far. 12.
Yeah, that's plenty. Wonder what the body count in those 12. Staggering.
Staggering.
There's Sam and Dave. Dave Prater, born on this day, 1937. I got one more. Baseball great I think, did he end up winning more batting titles than Carew? Did he win eight? I think he did.
You'd have to look that up. I know it was close.
The great Tony Gwynn, born on this day. We lost him way too early. Born on this day in 1960. And they're gone, but not forgotten. Because
you've got personality.
Walk with personality. You got personality.
Talk with your staff personality. Was overlooked, overworked, overpaid. And over the hill. Lloyd Price, 1933, should be on, although I think we just lost him last year. So we always give your staff a little bit of leeway with that. Danny Rapp, he was Danny of Danny and the Juniors, and you got to tell me that your Slim Jim and the Beef Jerkies did this.
Oh, this was a staple.
Danny Rapp, 1941. Danny and the Juniors. Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with Tracy Lawrence? If the good die young, Patti Loveless, Blame It on Your Heart, or Montgomery Gentry, If You Ever Stop Loving Me.
I'm going to go Tracy Lawrence today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albert, KDDG.